Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Speaking of the Derby here, here is the winning trainer Bob Baffert describing his reaction, you know, being informed about this positive test results and what he plans to do. Listen.
Yesterday, I got the biggest gut punch in racing for something that I didn't do. And this is really, it's disturbing. It's an injustice to the horse. I don't know what's going on in racing right now, but there's something not right. And I don't feel embarrassed. I feel like I was wronged. And we're gonna do a complete, you know, our own investigation. We're going to be transparent with the racing commission like we've always been. I'm going to fight it tooth and nails because this horse, you know, I owe it to the horse. I owe it to the owner. And I owe it to our industry.
Well, Leah is with us. Talk a little bit more about this. I know, Leah, you follow this, obviously. You know Baffert's history. You know the deal. He seems shocked about it, but I mean, the drug they found, I guess, is joint medicine, but you're not allowed to use this kind of stuff because it enhances the performance, right?
No. Okay. Here's the thing. It's betamethasone. It is an anti-inflammatory. They found 21 picograms of betamethasone. A picogram is a trillionth of a gram. Okay, this horse did not have any enhancement. The problem is, as of last August, you're not allowed to have even one picogram in a test. Mm. So they found 21 picograms of betamethasone, and so now, you know, it's being played in the media as if, you know, he was pumping him up with steroids, PEDs, and this horse had some kind of performance enhancing thing. Here's the problem.
Would this be compared to like a football player taking Tylenol because he had a headache before a game, and all of a sudden they find Tylenol in the system and they blow this, you know, little mountain out of a molehill?
Well, this would be like a football player taking Tylenol 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
and
wow.
And whatever's left in his body. Here's the problem for Bob Baffert. This is the fifth horse in about 18 months that has failed a drug test, okay? Mm. They are testing down to the picogram. And do you want me to really tell you what's going on with Bob Baffert? Because I think I know.
Well, let's hear it.
So, okay. So, one of his big fillies, Gamine, a fabulous horse that ran in the Kentucky Oaks, had the third place stripped from her because she tested positive for betamethasone. Here's what's going on with Bob Baffert. He admitted just days ago when he was appealing that ruling that he injects his horses during training with betamethasone. So basically what he's doing is he's not cheating in the races. He is cheating during training. His horses run faster, they train harder, they can't feel their legs or their ankles. Most of it will disappear by the time the race rolls around. It just didn't disappear this time completely. That's what's going on with Bob Baffert. However, he says he never gave this drug to this horse. We shall see, because they're doing another test.
Right.
He's demanding
now,
Well,
Leah, you know what happens with horses and how they train so hard and really push these horses, I think, sometimes beyond what you really ought to be doing. But that's racing. That's what they do. And they're commodities. They don't treat them like human beings. They're horses. And some people argue, you know, they train so hard to the point of almost abusing the horse. And when you give somebody a shot, cortisone, you know, they can't feel their twisted ankle and they tape it up and put them back on the field. Basically the same thing happening here?
Boom. Exactly. Exactly. Well, it's done during training. It's supposed to be completely out of the system by the time the race rolls around.
In your opinion, does the horse get stripped?
I don't know. We have to wait and see. You know, because Bob Baffert, to his credit, admitted on the other horse, yes, I gave her this drug. But he says this horse has never been given that drug. So if that is the case, then something's up.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on it because this could be changing the racing industry as we know it if this gets blown up here. So, Leah, thanks for the input. I appreciate you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.